Hey, is everyone recording?
Pando, yeah. You're recording.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Sleep Deprived Podcast, episode 140. 140. 140.
Hey.
100 plus 40. 14 plus 0. 1 plus 40.
As always, check down at the merch, sleepdeprived.co. I have a show, January 6th. Hey.
Do you want to talk a bit more about where your show is, what people can expect? It's getting close.
You're like hyping me up so much. It feels uncomfortable now.
Well, you know, I just want to support my friend's flipping show. It's going to be flipping awesome.
I think we should talk more. It is going to be awesome. We should talk more about what we got for Christmas, because I know we had a lot of expectations. I mean, Mika, I think... You know, Pan and I told you we were going to give you an elf in a box.
I said I didn't want it.
Well, we didn't get you quite that.
However, we did get you something that came from the heart.
We did get you something. I think it was interesting, to say the least. I mean, what did you think about it, Mika?
I thought it was reprehensible.
What?
I thought it was a violation of the Geneva Convention.
But what about the intestines that were spiraling out of the crate? Wasn't that interesting?
What about the butt plug out of the eyeballs?
Yeah. The butt plug out of the eyeballs. That was a cool thing. Say the butt plug of eyeballs was a cool thing.
It was really not. It was. It was.
Because you put the butt plug in your eyeballs.
I'm Rick.
I really. I've told you guys countless times. I'm really not into the sexual stuff. It's just not my thing.
It wasn't sexual though. Well, it was just intestines.
And it wasn't sexual, Morty.
It was just something I made.
Listen, liberals.
I feel like
Christmas isn't real. Santa isn't real. But God is real.
I really I can appreciate the sentiment. You wanted to get me a gift. That's really kind of you. Thank you. And I appreciate that. I just feel like maybe it wasn't for me. It was more for you. Because I expressed that I didn't want an elf in a box, and you
You told me that you got us something today.
What did you guys think about the gift I got you guys?
Well, that one was just, I mean, Panda.
Oh, geez, Rick. I wasn't expecting.
Sorry, Panda is
I was
old man Morty right now. Is an old woman Morty.
I wasn't expecting this.
No, it's March.
It was the cold night of 1984. I was sitting in my lawn chair, and suddenly an asteroid fell through the sky. And a little Mika came poking. That was the day I
met my man.
Well, so.
And so, Mika, I got a question for you.
Okay.
How many legs? Answer quickly.
Two.
How many arms?
Two.
How many heads?
One.
How many eyes?
Two.
How many fingers?
10.
How many toes?
10.
You guessed correctly.
What did I guess?
You win a new doll. It has the voice of old Morty. Here it is. I'm going to pull the string. Zoom.
Hi. Hello.
Those are all of its voice lines. What do you think?
Yeah,
it keeps going for a bit. It's low on batteries.
It's
used.
I appreciate.
It's dying. It's all trapped inside.
I appreciate that you guys saw it.
I don't know why it's still going on. Let me kick it. Okay, I'm hitting it. That's not a real person inside. That's not a real person inside. That's the sound. There's no one in there. It's not my grandma tied up in rope.
It's really just not my thing. I feel like
Mika.
It doesn't know your name. I didn't tell it her about you.
Mama
I didn't
Mika.
Tell it about you. I didn't tell
specifically,
it about you.
Mika with two M's instead of an I. Mama Mika.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. I mean,
country.
like a, It's not for me. I appreciate it, but like, I think you should keep it.
I can get you a new one.
No, it's okay. I feel like maybe there's like some sort of,
I'll swap it out for a different color.
I feel like maybe there's some kind of like miscommunication happening here.
I want to be touched.
It's not on your hearing thing. That's my phone. That's my ringtone.
I'm just really not like a fan of the hyper.
That's not blood. That's not blood. Like that's juice.
It's just
that's
like
juicy juice.
Like you that's guys just, like do that amongst yourselves, but like kind
of this is now a part of us. It's this or nothing, Mika.
It's just kind of like, just like leave me out of it kind of deal. You know what I mean?
How about this? I'll put it in the backyard. I'm dragging it out of. It broke through. Do you see that? There's a hole in it. Is it going to get out?
No, woman.
It just broke through. Mika, catch it.
You can't catch me.
I really just don't want to be.
Grab that blanket. Catch it. Do you have a cage? Oh my God, it's coming towards me.
It might be yellow.
Throw me a pillow. Oh my God, I'm running outside.
I'm not going to touch it.
Do you want to blow bubbles, Mika? I can show you some bubbles.
It can do what it wants. I'm actually just going to remove myself from the situation.
I got a blue bush. Blue. Do you guys know the show Bluey?
We gotta put him down.
Why can't you guys just like give me something normal like an advent calendar?
You don't want it?
Spork of Doom or something. Like
it's a good.
Wait,
shut up, little fucker. Hey, let's do a trick. Let's do a trick for him. Okay, here, watch this, Mika. Okay, roll over.
Me? You want me to roll over?
No, the pet. Okay. See, look at that. Isn't that good? He did it.
You want me to have this?
It's your new fucking friend.
I'm Marge.
It's Marge, and not named after the Simpsons. That's just a coincidence.
I have blue hair.
No. That's a dog. That's a dog, not a human.
You heard me. Hello.
You're what? Oh, you're homie. Okay. Do Bart.
I'm Bart.
He probably is.
Horny?
Yeah. I can't do Bart.
Mika?
Hi, Bart.
That's pretty good.
That's actually pretty good, yeah.
Can you
do like a skateboard trick impression?
Calabunga, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
And then you really flick good. His forehead. And then you start beating the shit out of him.
Eat my shorts.
So what did you guys think of what I got you for Christmas?
I mean,
well, fortunately, Asher diffused the bomb.
I did diffuse it in time. Luckily, I had been looking up a lot of Ted Kaczynski. I looked into how he made his bombs, and you guys found the bomb. Okay.
Yeah, now we're calling ourselves the Bjork Collective because
we love that
something.
We love that one song. Oh,
horrific.
Like a hyper ballad.
Sometimes the wires are speaking in my head.
I don't want to say what you're reminding me of. Can I say what you're reminding me of? But
is
we don't
it
put
SpongeBob
it in.
SpongeBob doing the like the.
No, it reminds me of Miranda Sings.
Oh yeah.
Oh, why?
Because she does that shit with her mouth.
You do a really good Miranda Sings.
Yeah, that kind of shit.
I'm the one.
I can't do it.
It's like
Doodle Bop. I can't do it. It's like
and her fucking red lipstick is moving around like a snake.
Can we please keep that in?
Yeah, actually, I want to keep that in now.
Sure. Yeah, we okay, can just we can just censor I'm her
really,
name. And,
no, and, keep the name. It's really funny.
Miranda Sings. You do like when I do it, it sounds like Doodle Bob, but when you do it, it sounds like Miranda Sings.
You know what that kind of reminds me of? It reminds me of the Tizo Touchdown song, where at the end he's like, "I'm going, 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 going."
I've never heard that, but that's funny.
Yeah, funny guy. Tizo Touchdown.
Yeah, so the gift you got me, it's not what I wanted.
Yeah.
Okay, what did
I'm refunding this for money.
Let's just put it out there. What did I get you?
A finger. A severed finger of my best friend.
Wow.
Panda Thor.
I actually have zero memory.
This is my best friend, Panda Thor.
I actually have zero memory of doing that. Can you
say hello? Say hello. To Panda Thor. Mika, we have been working on this for weeks. Say hello to the new
Panda Thor. This for years. Check this out.
Panda Thor, hit your thing.
All right. Hits my thing.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
That's my friend you're talking about, so don't say anything fucked up.
I don't remember.
He knows a lot of languages.
I don't
like
remember.
Lip sync.
He's
like very
smart. He's based on ChatGPT, so he has the best algorithm. Yeah, he's just perfect. He knows everything.
Lipstick.
Let me ask you a question. Hey, little Panda Thor, what's 3 + 3?
Lipstick.
See, it's very smart, Panda Thor.
She was one separation away. She was one separation away from Filthy Frank.
Wait, how? What?
You know how she goes like...
You know how she goes like this?
It's so close.
I've actually never watched a single one of her videos.
Okay, Mika. Riddle me this, motherfucker. What did you just say? Say that again. Say what you were going to say.
Link, this is sleep deprived.
No, I'm going to turn it down, okay? I'm going to turn it off. All right, Mika? I'm going to turn it off. No more Panda Thor.
Okay.
Okay, Panda Thor.
Hey.
It's slowing down. It's turning off.
Hey,
don't worry.
Peter.
Let me unplug it.
Peter. Hey.
It should be winding down now.
Wait, can we do Family Guy roleplay? Like
okay.
Everyone's Family
yes,
Guy character?
Yes, can I please be fucking Brian? Can I please be fucking Brian?
Oh my god, okay.
Can I please be fucking, okay.
Mika, who are you gonna be?
I guess I could be, Chris?
Wait, they say you do a good Stewie. Can you be Stewie?
Sure, I can do Stewie.
Okay, okay.
All right, I'll Tana, be Peter.
Okay, so the scene is, Peter, you're on the couch, and I'm walking in with Stewie, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Peter. Oh, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I'm watching Frequency Ring.
Oh, Peter, just take a look at Stewie. He's been all weird lately.
Okay, I'll take a look at Stewie. Oh my freaking god.
Yeah, isn't that fucked up?
Stewie, what's wrong with you?
You sound like Swagger Soul.
hey guys, it's me, Stewie Thor.
Yeah, so he's been calling himself Stewie Thor. I don't fucking get it.
Yes, it's me, Stewie Thor.
Peter, what the
this
fuck do we do?
You're not watching.
Peter, it's not time for a monologue. Stewie's in pain.
Okay, I can't be Peter. I need to be someone
okay.
else.
You're Marge now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Marge. Stewie's in pain. Can you heal him?
I don't want to be Stewie. Can I be Sonic?
Okay, you can be Sonic now. Okay. Marge, Sonic's in pain. Can you heal him?
Oh, well, I gotta see his rings.
Okay,
if
Sonic.
You like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
Take a look at my rings.
Oh, wow. Those cock rings are crazy.
Okay, we
hey,
will.
Sonic, put away the cock ring.
I don't remember doing anything like that.
That's it. I'm fucking calling in Joe on
hey,
the
Peter.
Wheelchair. Hey, Joe.
Can we all be Joe?
Okay, I'm Joe. Who are you, Mika?
I guess I'm Joe.
Okay, you're Joe. I'm Joe. Panda,
hey,
who are you?
Peter. Hey, Joe. I'm Joe.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, hey, how's it
I'm
going?
A cat. Yeah, it's going pretty good.
What? What was that?
I'm a cop. I'm a cop.
Hey.
Yeah.
How about this? I'm a cop, too.
No freaking way. No freaking
you're Swagger
way.
Souls again. I'm just kidding.
All right, I'm just going to be Swagger Souls. Hey, guys. See, when I try to sound like Swagger Souls, I don't sound like it.
Hey, guys. Dude, I'm a YouTuber. Hey,
I'm Swagger.
That's really good, actually.
Want to smoke some weed? Want to smoke some weed, dude? Want to smoke some weed?
Scary. Guys, Mika? What did you do for Christmas? Just let me know. Just
Mrs. Claus. In the fucking mouth. What are you, Bowser?
I'm the reindeer.
I'm gonna fuck
the reindeer. I fuck. Rudolph.
What the fuck? Santa's reindeer?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man? What?
Oh, I'm not the novelist.
Why does he sound novelist. Like he's on crack?
I have rabies.
I'm gonna break loose at any moment. Mika, I got you something for Christmas.
What did you get? What did you get me?
Here, it's a Plumbus.
What is a Plumbus?
Tell him what it is.
Plumbuses are the iconic Rick and Morty reference. Like, they're like the sex toys.
Like, ironically, what is a Plumbus? Like, unironically, what is
it? You want to know ironically?
I think it is a sex toy for, like, for aliens.
Ironically, it's just a type of cheese.
Like, unironically, it's a type of cheese?
Yeah, I mean, unironically, it's just cheese.
Or it's like a bike. Like, you can say, yeah, I want to ride a Plumbus.
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay.
So, like, do you want to ride the Plumbus?
I'm going to, like, maybe be a little more reserved about that.
About the Plumbus or the riding?
Both.
Okay.
I think, like, maybe you guys can...
Ride the Plumbus?
Maybe you guys can have fun with that, and then maybe I'll just, like, abstain because...
Dr. Fluoride. Plumbus?
Fun. F is for friends who do stuff together.
You ever seen that one?
U is for you and me.
So you can have fun with the Plumbus, but I think I'm just not going to participate with the Plumbus. You know?
Derp.
It's a bit derpy.
Derp.
N is for no survivors when you're plankton.
You sound like a southern mom SpongeBob.
Plankton.
Oh, plankton.
Oh, plankton. Come on, plankton. Supper time, plankton. There's a pie waiting on the
plankton
seal.
Plankton boy,
sit your ass inside.
Plankton, sit down over here. Have a slice of pie.
Plankton, why don't you tell me about how school was today, plankton?
School? Is it his mother?
Yes, mommy plankton.
Plankton, was that Sponge Boy still bullying you?
Yes, he was. It was awful.
Oh, Plankton, can you remind me what we talked about with that?
What?
Oh, that kind, yeah. Well, you know,
what?
SpongeBob.
No,
and then I'm the father that's coming home. Where the fuck is Plankton?
No, leave Plankton alone.
Plankton, come here.
He had a hard day.
I'm not ready.
You've been behaving badly in school. You know what that fucking means, huh?
You need to stop drinking.
Drinking? It's just in moderation, Plankton.
And then
why don't you boys stop fighting and just enjoy a nice slice of my apple pie?
Shut up!
What?
Shut up!
Yeah, Plankton says it too.
Thank you, Plankton. You know what?
No problem. You know, hey, we should go fishing.
We should throw the old pigskin around sometime. You know, I kind of like you.
You know, I'm like your son.
Oh yeah, you're right.
And then Karen's like,
wait, Karen's here.
Yeah,
Karen's like,
You've had a second family this whole time?
Well, yeah.
I thought you loved me, Plankton.
Grass? Look around you, crabs. And then he starts smoking.
I think if anyone's going to have a double life from SpongeBob, it's going to be Plankton. I think Plankton goes to, like, volunteer at the senior center on weekends. I think Plankton probably helps out the old seniors play bingo.
I think Plankton, like, probably, like, gambles away the earnings from the chum bucket, like, at the strip club every night.
Totally, yeah, I could see it.
Like, he's just, like, a fucking loser.
I mean, I wouldn't... Go ahead, Panda.
No.
I wouldn't call him a loser. I think he's just, like, very depressed.
Yeah, he's depressed. Know? Like, he's going every fucking day after chum bucket work. He goes home. Actually, he doesn't go home. He goes to the pachinko place. Just starts playing pachinko.
Oh, he's man.
He's kind of an incel.
He's kind of a loser, dude.
I think, you know what? He probably, like, after work, after the chum bucket, he just drives down an empty, like, freeway. Like, pulls into, like, a seedy strip mall that has, like, a liquor store and, like, a taekwondo studio.
Yeah, he has, like, a stubble all over.
And, like a donut shop and, like, a gun store.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got some stubble. He just, like, goes into the liquor store. Like,
he's got a beer belly.
Yeah, gets his usual, then just, like, goes to sit in the car, and then he just, like, puts his head down, and he, like, looks at his drink. He's like, and then he just, like... He takes out his gun, drinks it, and then passes out in the car and wakes up to do it all over again at the chum.
He like loads one into the chamber. No.
If is for no survivors when you're Plankton.
Do you guys think Plankton is like actually a good person who just like has a bad rap?
No, that guy sucks. No bitches.
Yeah.
He
does have a fat ass though.
What?
Plankton? He does.
Plankton?
He does, yeah. Have you seen that one video of, like, the tongue-licking Plankton?
Dude, shut up. No, come on.
Do you think
Plankton butt in Discord?
Do you think Plankton butt right now?
Do you think Plankton is just, like, he's just the way he is because he was never, like,
treated? He's a fucking loser.
Damn.
He needs to, like, work harder.
Here, Asher, I'm going to send this to you specifically, and you have to describe it to Mika. This is what I would do. Plankton.
All right, so in this picture, it's basically Plankton, right? Imagine this, Mika. Plankton is squatting down, right? His ass is sort of wide, like ripped wide open, and Mika is, well, it's not you, Mika, but it looks a lot like you, and it's like someone diving into like the ass and like treating it as like a cavity that someone can live in. Like it's a big gaping ass. Like it's like it looks like a home.
Sorry, I spaced out. Can you try that again?
Look at the thing I did. Look at the thing I messaged you. Yeah. I want you to describe that to like that's a meat of Plankton. Look at what I messaged you.
Okay. I'm looking at it.
Do you see it?
Yeah, I see it.
All right. Now describe it to Mika.
So Mika, it's basically like an image of two zebras. Like they're both facing.
Dude, you are fucking lying.
And there's a okay, I'll admit it, Mika. It's a guy slapping a girl's ass, and it's jiggling. It's jiggling like a jello cake, Mika.
And that's going to be me to Plankton, Mika.
It's a fruitcake jiggle. It's a full-on jiggle.
Fruitcake is, like, hard, isn't it?
It's an up-and-down motion that you would not, like, you would see it from a mile away.
Do you guys like fruitcake?
Huge movement.
Do you like fruitcake?
No.
Be honest.
I like this fruitcake.
Nice. I like you, Mika.
Are you calling me a fruitcake?
I was calling Damn. The. I was referring to the ass.
Damn,
Mika, would you say you're fruity?
Wow. Oh my god, there's a Fortnite version
of fruitcake.
Have you seen the Fortnite one?
No, but I did see that Fortnite has like a rhythm game now.
Guys, like we need to get
Guitar
back
Hero in Fortnite, and I just see clips of like Peter Griffin dancing, kind of. You know what I mean? In people Fortnite, are like,
people are like, we need to recreate that one Donald Trump Peter. Holy crap! I'm in Fortnite. But Trump's never going to be added to Fortnite. They're never going to.
Dude, oh my God. Imagine if they added Trump. Holy.
You don't think that Trump is ever going to make it to Fortnite?
I don't think so.
At this point, no.
He's a real person because he's political. Like, you can't kill someone.
I think in 2016, there was a chance. Like, if Fortnite was big back then, I could have seen, like, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump getting in. But I don't think I could see it. I don't think I could see it now.
I'm jumping off the battle bus.
I think it's a different time now. I think that would be too, like, too controversial.
Yeah. I could agree with that, which is a shame, because I think Fortnite being in, or sorry, Donald Trump being in Fortnite could open so many, like, avenues.
Oh my God, it'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would twerp by like, and everyone's going to be like, all the 4-year-olds playing this game, they're going to vote for Trump. This is the pipeline.
I mean, if I saw Trump twerk like that on Fortnite, yeah, I'd probably grow up the same way.
But you know what? I don't think the four-year-olds are playing Fortnite. I think they're playing Roblox these days.
No, they're playing Fortnite, man.
I think Fortnite is getting like it's like how nobody under a certain age plays Fortnite anymore. It's just like all Roblox for the kids.
I feel like it's really big right now, but then it might die out.
Yeah, man. Well, did you see the thing that when Lego Fortnite first came out, it was like there were four times as many people playing Lego Fortnite than the actual game.
I still don't believe that's real. Lego Fortnite?
Yeah, it's
I think
real.
This is
Fortnite. Lego Fortnite.
This is the age where I'm checking out. This is like the first game that I'm checking out of.
I'm becoming
a boomer now. I don't believe you.
It's actually good. I tried it a little bit and I wanted to keep playing, but I couldn't build the roof to the shack, which is unfortunate.
Panda, you play Lego Fortnite?
No. We should do that for Sleep Deprived, though. Ha ha, hey. Ba boom. Ba boom.
Okay. Yeah. We can do that.
I guess I get so many views. Fuck. I love views. I love my man.
What else do you love?
Hookers.
What?
Hookers. Did I stutter?
Because
I love prostitutes.
Can you hear this?
Yeah. I think it's like, you know, I've given up, you know, so.
Giving up on what? Panda's beautiful, you know?
I think, sure, yeah, yeah.
God.
Yeah, man. Okay, so regarding the Christmas gifts.
Yeah, those didn't work out this year.
No, they did. What day is it today, the day this episode has come out, just out of idle curiosity, the 26th?
Give me a second.
What
day do you release these on?
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah, so the Tuesday of 26th, Thursday. Okay. 28th.
What are your guys' plans for New Year's Eve?
To me?
Yeah.
You're asking little of me?
Sure am.
Nothing. I have no plans.
Really?
Yeah, I don't do anything for like most holidays.
Damn.
I don't know. I'm probably just gonna egg people's houses.
Yeah, we might do some like TP, like throw TP at people.
Yeah, I might ask for a TP. Can I get a TP?
That still gives me flashbacks.
It's so good, right?
It was a good bit, but it was
awesome. You could have just learned how to TP.
Yeah, literally, you could have TP'd. Like, you had the permissions, and you just kept asking for it.
Yeah, but, you know, we do what we need to do. We do what we gotta do.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you were using, you know, the sort of resources you had.
I was using what I had. Well, you guys aren't going to... Maybe we can talk about that in the patron section.
Okay.
Our plans for New Year's Eve. Follow us over to the Patreon. You get an extended episode, Discord server.
Secrets.
Minecraft server.
Underground hints.
Content.
Coupons to Best Buy.
Baba Booey.
Baba Booey.
Baba Booey.